Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And for the president, his first official trips. And that would be multiple, going to North Carolina first, then California. And joining us from CBS is Wendy Gillette. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first, before we get into the president and his trips, just curious, Norah O'Donnell signed off on the CBS anchor desk last night. I know she had announced that before, but it came to a lot of people as a surprise. So the million-dollar question is, who's next? Do you know?
Yeah, Maurice Dubois is going to be one of the co-anchors. They're going to have a dual anchoring format. Maurice Dubois is a WCBS anchor here in New York City, and he's very well-respected. So for the first time, they're going to have this dual anchor setup, which is unusual. And Norah, it's been known that this was going to happen for months, and this was just her official goodbye. She was very loved within CBS, and her staff joined her on set during her last broadcast, and she gave a very emotional goodbye, saying journalism is so important right now, and you'll still see her on various broadcasts. She's staying with CBS, but of course this is her last time anchoring the newscast, and she anchored for, I believe it's 5.5 years, and took us through COVID and numerous disasters, and really had quite a tenure at CBS News. The other CBS anchor I didn't mention who's going to be part of this co-anchoring format is John Dickerson. You probably are very familiar with him, a familiar face in the political world, political analyst, and also has a show on our streaming network. So, yes, it's a new day at CBS and a very new format, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So thank you for the update on the anchor chairs now at CBS. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will visit the hurricane disaster area, North Carolina first, as I understand, and then go to California. Is that the game plan?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it is his first trip of his administration, visiting two different disaster zones. He made sure to note many times this week that he's heading to Western North Carolina first, a state he says was ignored because of politics when Hurricane Helene hit in September. And you might remember that storm brought massive flash flooding to the state, isolated the region with no way in or out and phones cut off. The area is still very much in recovery mode, and Trump is expected to meet with some residents who lost their homes, as well as emergency responders in Asheville. Then he'll head to Southern California, where fires are still sparking this week, bringing new evacuation orders, and there are red flag warnings in place again today. Four major fires are still burning, including the Eaton and Palisades, the two that caused the most damage, destroying thousands of homes and killing 28 people. Some good news in the forecast, there's rain on the way this weekend, so red flag warnings are going to come to an end. But this visit to Los Angeles could be very contentious because Trump has criticized the fire response there, how Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom directs water policies, that hydrants should not have run dry during the firefighting effort. And he's also threatened to withhold federal funds and to dismantle FEMA, instead turning disaster response efforts over to states. So his plans in Southern California include an aerial tour, walking tour, and visit to a firehouse.
Will there be any, Wendy, any visits with Karen Bass, the L.A. mayor, or the governor?
Well, the governor has said he's had no contact with Trump, but he plans to be on the tarmac to meet him. In any case, he says that we do that with every president, and he's going to do that today. And so I don't know how that interaction is going to be, because there has been no communication beforehand.
All right, Wendy, we appreciate your time. And by the way, I really enjoy your work, too, when you get to travel. I think this time of year, a lot of people love to fantasize about being somewhere else when you know, we're dealing with
some. That's certainly true. Yes, I do a travel series. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I have a travel series for CBS TV affiliates, and then it also gets distributed to radio. And it's very enjoyable to be able to do the travel series and get to and show people the world and show people why travel is so important.
All right, Wendy Gillette in New York. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
You know, Larry, she's got a big audience for this right now, because if you think about it, at least probably around 150 million Americans are either A, in California, or B, dealing with the hurricane zones in the Carolinas and Florida, right, and the Southeast, or we're all freezing to death. And everybody wants to go somewhere, right?
Yes.
Other than where they are.
Actually, we're going to talk to AAA's Marita Williams at 9. The Travel Showcase is here this weekend, and we'll tell you why. It's literally a place where you can get out of the house, be inside, and you can book a vacation or travel destination anywhere in the world right there on the spot. So that's kind of cool. We appreciate Wendy Gillette from CBS. We have a surprise for you coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.